This is the World in Brief from The Economist. Our top stories. An American aid package worth $95 billion, including $61 billion for Ukraine, was passed by the House of Representatives and is likely to become law in a matter of days, having an almost immediate impact. Democratic lawmakers backed the plan put forward by Mike Johnson, the Republican House Speaker, overcoming hardline Republican opposition. Mr. Johnson's defiance of some in his own party has endangered his own position, but he insisted he had done what he believed to be the right thing. The Israel Defense Forces killed 10 Palestinians and detained 8 more during a 40-hour raid of Nur Sham's refugee camp in the West Bank. The IDF said they destroyed a bomb-making lab and seized assault rifles in the camp. Overnight attacks by Israel on Rafah, a city in southern Gaza, also killed 10 people. The Popular Mobilization Forces, a caucus of pro-Iranian militias based in Iraq, said one of its military bases was struck in an overnight attack. America's armed forces denied involvement. The explosion at the Khalso base close to Baghdad, Iraq's capital, killed one PMF member and injured several others. Iraq's government said it would investigate the incident. Fighting has flared again around Miyawadi in eastern Myanmar, close to the border with Thailand, between rebel groups and the ruling junta. Earlier this month, the junta was forced to withdraw its troops from the trading hub. Nearly 1,700 people fled across the border on Saturday and took refuge in the Thai town of Mae Sot. America's Senate voted to reauthorize a section of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, which allows the government to monitor without a warrant foreign nationals abroad, including communications they have with Americans. The bill had drawn opposition from both Republicans and Democrats for its perceived violation of Americans' right to privacy. President Joe Biden is expected to swiftly sign it into law. The UN warned that some 800,000 people in the Sudanese city of Al-Fashir are in extreme and immediate danger of bloody intercommunal strife. War erupted in Sudan 1 year ago between the Sudanese army and the Rapid Support Forces, a paramilitary unit. More than 25 million people, over half of Sudan's population, need aid, and some 8.6 million have fled their homes, according to the UN. Tunde Onakoya, a Nigerian, set a record by playing chess for 58 consecutive hours in Times Square, New York, against dozens of different opponents. He was cheered on by hundreds of Nigerians who live in the city and many more at home, including Nigeria's Vice President, Kashim Shettima, who took to X to urge him, "Go, make history, and inscribe our name in gold." Word of the Week: Abitur, the name of the German university entrance exam,